What would you say to an old person that's very lively and gets around very well? You'd say he's really what for his age?
I don't know what to say about that.
Would you say he's a spry or chipper?
Spry, I guess.
Spry. If someone who is very lazy and doesn't have any ambition, what would you call him?
No con, son of a gun.
Son of a gun. Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree?
Woodpecker.
Woodpecker. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
If something goes out of control, like a car skids on the pavement, you would say that the car went what?
Skidded.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that to indicate that it went all over the place? Would you say something? Would you say that it went every which way, for instance?
Oh, it skids the wrong way. It hits them.
What do you call an old house that might have spirits in it?
What's that?
What would you call an old house that might have spirits in it that children might be afraid to go into?
Haunted house.
Haunted house. What do you call those spirits that live in that house?
Ghosts.
If something brings you bad luck, like a black cat, what would you call that?
I don't know what you call it.
Would you call it a jinx or bad luck or voodoo?
Call it bad luck, I guess.
Do you have a word for a person who brings bad luck? Do you have a word for a person who brings bad luck?
No.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married? What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married? What do you call a place where a dead person is prepared for burial? What do you call a place where when you die they prepare the body for burial?
Oh, graveyard.
Well, before you get to the grave,
no,
before you get there, you're taken somewhere else where the body is prepared. What is that place?
Cemetery.
But before you get there, you would be taken to either an undertaker's or a funeral parlor or someplace like that. What would you call that?
I didn't hear you.
Something like an undertaker's or a funeral parlor.
Yeah, undertaker's.
Undertaker's. What do you call the box that a corpse is put into for burial? What do you call the box that the dead person is put into for burial?
Well, for burial, a coffin.
Mm-hmm.